The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. Today, Paul Brown Stadium hosts only the ninth all-time meeting between the Bengals and the G-Men. In 2004, the New York Giants held a fourth-quarter lead, only to see the men in stripes erase that deficit in the final minute. The Cincinnati Bengals hold a 5-3 lead in this series, and they look to up the ante today. We'll go inside the matchup next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with Head Coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. This week, the Bengals look to knock off the defending Super Bowl champions as they host the New York Giants at Paul Brown Stadium. Coach, the Giants concluded last season with the same record that the Bengals had, 9-7, got into the playoffs in the final week of the regular season, and then ran the table. What is it about this group of guys that's allowed them to win two Super Bowls in 5 years?
Well, I really think they have a maturity level of understanding, really how to turn it on and how to finish, and a little bit of the thing we're struggling with right now. And I think they've got that. They've got, obviously, great leadership and through the quarterback and some of their experienced players on defense. So, I mean, I think that's key. They've got an experienced group on the offensive line. Even though they mix and match guys, it's a pretty experienced group all throughout.
Obviously, pretty good bloodlines at that quarterback position. Peyton, last week's opponent, 48 come-from-behind victories in the fourth quarter overtime, NFL record. Eli, last year, 7 times in the fourth quarter in one season, brought his team from behind, including the Super Bowl against New England Patriots. Seems like when things get crazy, their heart rate slows down.
Well, they're able to make make plays when it counts, and I think that's important. And when you get into the fourth quarter of football games, you got to minimize mistakes, and you got to take advantage of opportunity when it comes. Offense, defense, special teams, and they've done a good job of that.
The Giants have 26 takeaways on defense, a plus 14 turnover ratio, and it's a stat that you always emphasize. Is that even more critical this week?
Well, it is. I mean, very, very critical. They're doing a good job of taking the ball away. If you look at some of these games, some people just kind of throwing it to them. I mean, throwing it into 3 or 4 guys. But that's going to be important that we maintain the football and do a great job of getting it. And now they have some turnovers, and we got to do a good job of creating some on the other side of the ball.
I look at their offensive line, and I continue to admire them, the way they play. They don't really have, really, really gifted players. They don't have bell cows everywhere. But, man, talk about a group in concert. I mean, these guys, it's like every step is in the exact same step, with the exact same foot, hand placements to exactly where it's supposed to be. They just play as a unit so well.
They play very good. Those 5 guys together play very good as a unit, and both in protection scheme and in the running game, and they do a good job. They do some different things in the running game, some misdirection things that get you going a little bit defensively, so you have to stay true to your responsibility and read through your keys.
At the receiver position, Victor Cruz came out of nowhere. I mean, this guy has had just a meteoric rise in his career. And you look at A.J. and Victor Cruz's numbers this year, very, very similar numbers. Cruz has 16 third-down catches, though. He seems to be the bailout guy for Eli Manning when he's in trouble.
He is. He's an interior guy, generally, and particularly in 3 wide receiver sets. He's the slot receiver most of the time. So he gets an opportunity, and people are trying to take him away, and they're finding a way to still get him the football. So he's very quick, he's explosively fast, and he's a good catch of the football.
We started by talking about the Giants' ability to finish. You've been tied or ahead in the fourth quarter the last 3 weeks. There's just such little margin for error in the NFL.
There is, and we have to, we can't have mistakes. We had some penalties last week in the fourth quarter. We've got to take care of the football in the fourth quarter and keep setting up field position for our offense in the fourth quarter and get the other opposing offense off the field on third down in the fourth quarter. So if you look at those 4 areas, I mean, they've been big and unfortunate to the losing 3 games in a row, 4 games now total.
You have this is the third quarterback that will be coming to town that is a Super Bowl winner, an MVP of the Super Bowl winning team. But Peyton and Eli, How similar, how different? Obviously, Eli's not doing all the gyrations and controlling things to the extent that Peyton does. That's an obvious difference. But what are some more differences and similarities?
Well, actually, I think the Giants do a lot at the line, and they really do a lot at the line. So they're going to try to, you know, get in the best play they feel for the look that you're showing pre-snap. So, but I think they both have great pocket presence, and, you know, and Eli has a great ability to throw the football vertically down the field. The running game and pass game are set up just slightly different, but they are some of the same concepts we played against last week that we'll see. But no, they both have great presence, and I think that's key to why they're so successful.
In last week's game, Chris Crocker was in for almost every snap on defense. Has he stabilized the back end of the defense?
He's come in, and, yeah, he's helped really, I think, get guys comfortable. It adds another very smart guy as far as what we do, but also what the opponent's tendencies are to the back, which helps alert people to what's going on and kind of now the extension of the coaches there in the huddle.
You talked about Eli's ability to get the ball deep. They had 235 vertical passes last year, led the NFL by a big margin. I mean, they stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. Are they doing it as much this year as they did last year?
They are. I think their yards per completion or yards attempt is 12-1 or something, which is extremely high, I think, per completion or per attempt. That's extremely, extremely high. So there are a lot of vertical plays. That's how they're beating people. So you have to minimize any explosive plays. We have to stay top leverage on these guys. They're bigger statured guys with good speed, and so we got to do a good job in leverage, similar to what last week with these guys being probably faster than the group we played against a week ago.
Coach, best of luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Bengal fans, it's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the Double Quarter Pounder and the Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Pound one today.
Carlos Dunlap and Vontaze Burfict put a tag team effort on the ball carrier for no gain.
Takes the snap from Copen, hands it off. McGahee slowed right at the line of scrimmage, and Carlos Dunlap got to him first with help from Vontaze Burfict, and they tackle McGahee for no gain. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better. We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Get into the NFL experience at Paul Brown Stadium. Have fun in the Jungle Zone. Enjoy the pregame festivities, the color and pageantry of the NFL. Help build a loud home field advantage as Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, and your Cincinnati Bengals take on the NFL's toughest teams. It's a brand new ball game, and the jungle is alive and rocking. Be there. Get your Bengals tickets today. Call 513-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Now, that's interesting. Six people from the same office, all six wearing blue shirts. They're more in sync than chicken dancers at Oktoberfest. But look at all their different tastes. Coney's, double deckers, 3, 4, and 5 ways. Funny, really. No one agrees on what they want to eat, but everyone agrees on the one chili parlor where they want to eat it. I find that humbling. Not surprising, but humbling. Gold Star Chili. The flavor of Cincinnati.
Some people are just more into the Bengals than others. We get that. That's why as the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, Fifth Third Bank has the perfect deal. Now with Bengals checking, you'll receive 10% off purchases at the Bengals Pro Shop. That's 10% off all sorts of cool Bengals gear.
Really?
Make your mark. Show your team pride and get Bengals checking.
But
visit your nearest banking center for details. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. Discount not available on game days.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for the AFC North Rundown. It is brought to you by Time Warner Cable. Baltimore on top in the division at 6-2. The Steelers have won 3 straight to get to 5-3. The Bengals have dropped 4 straight to fall to 3-5. Cleveland is at 2-7. The matchups this week, Lap, Oakland at Baltimore to get things started.
Carson Palmer had some nice days in Baltimore when he was the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, but he doesn't have the same team that he took into Baltimore as a Cincinnati Bengal with Chad Ochocinco, Johnson, whatever, and TJ Houshmandzadeh and Chris Henry and people like that. So I think it's going to be a tough day for the Oakland Raiders.
In Kansas City at Pittsburgh.
Could be ugly. And Todd Haley, does he have a little incentive to run it up on the Kansas City Chiefs? You betcha. I think Todd Haley and Ben Roethlisberger will be on the same page in this one. Throw it. Get as many points and yards as you possibly can. I think that a little bit of a grudge match there. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are finding their stride, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to struggle.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week.
Let's take a look at the champion window of opportunity, quite an opportunity for a 2-time Pro Bowler at cornerback for Cincinnati.
Terrence Newman, Dan, he flew open that window of opportunity to join in a very exclusive club. How many defensive backs can say they picked off Peyton Manning on back-to-back pass attempts? I don't think it's many. And that's exactly what Terrence Newman did. One he picked off in the end zone to prevent points going on the board, you know, for the Denver Broncos. And the other one, Peyton Manning backed up and under a heavy blitz throws an interception that Terrence Newman secures. So Terrence Newman did a great job of taking advantage of a couple of windows of opportunity.
Champion gives you the opportunity to watch your energy bills drop with new energy-saving windows built to order from Champion's factory to you, with premium quality at a wholesale value.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
My name is Shane. I want to work at NASA and I want to be an aerospace engineer. I have a rare genetic skin condition, epidermolysis bullosa.
Right at birth, we knew he had this very rare condition in the hospital we were at, really knew nothing about it.
Well, we were amazingly lucky to have moved to Cincinnati from North Carolina.
I would not be able to survive without Cincinnati Children's. Everything that I've planned to do is now possible.
Bengals fans, the Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium is ready for cold weather with a large selection of long sleeve tees, fleece sweatshirts, and hooded sweatshirts from Nike and 47 brand. Stay warm at the game in a new Bengals cold weather jacket. Check out the new collection of knit caps and gloves, women's, children's apparel, and more. Everything you need for Bengals football season is here in the Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Call 513-455-8484 or shop online at Bengals.com.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
The Bengals Pro Shop offers Cincinnati's best selection of team merchandise, including all new Nike apparel. Visit the Pro Shop 7 days a week, located on the north side of Paul Brown Stadium, or shop online at Bengals.com.
It is always great to spend a few minutes with defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer here on Bengals Weekly. Last week, Zim, he faced Peyton Manning. This week, Eli Manning. It's interesting because his quarterback rating is 17th best in the NFL, but when the game's on the line, Eli seems to always make big plays.
Yeah, he's great in the fourth quarter. And so it's kind of always been his MO. But, you know, it's an opportunity for our third Super Bowl winning quarterback in a row, which doesn't happen very often.
They talk about players cut from the same cloth. literally, you know, Peyton and Eli, same DNA, I mean, same cloth. And they're both unbelievable in the fourth quarter. Peyton had his 48th come from behind victory in the fourth quarter overtime, number one in NFL history. Eli, like you said, what is it about those guys? It seems like when everybody's panicking, their heart rate slows down.
Yeah, they really stay composed throughout the whole ball game. They, you know, they do a good job of seeing what you're getting. I think their coaches do a great job of understanding the concepts that the defense is trying to give them, and then they go out and make it happen.
Zim, last week your defense did a great job of shutting down Denver's running game. Willis McGahee, he's 66 yards on 23 carries, 2.9 a crack. What's been the key to fixing the run defense?
Well, you know, we did some really good things defensively in this last ball game. I felt like we played with the fire and the intensity and the passion that we need to play with. I'm not sure that we've played like that all year long. And so I felt like we played with our backs against the wall and we wanted to go out and make this a street fight. As far as the running game, our guys up front really did a nice job. Denver's offensive line is big and physical, much better than when he had the line in Indianapolis. And so we did a great job on the double teams, the linebackers. Mel Luga had his best game in the running game, in my opinion. And so, you know, we're emphasizing it. We got our hands on a lot of balls this ball game. We contested a lot of catches. The ones that were made, we were all over the receivers. But we got to get some more incompletions. We got to get the ball out. We can't keep giving them a 5-yard gain, and so we got to get one more step closer to where we got to get to.
Zim, Geno Atkins is gaining notoriety as one of the top defensive tackles in the league. What does it mean to the defense when you get a push up the middle?
Well, it's actually if you can get an inside pass rusher, because typically they're working on guards. We're not. No offense.
athletes, coach.
They're usually not as good at athletes, but it really helps that. It singles the outside guys a little bit more. And so one of the things we've always wanted to do here is to get a guy like Geno that can rush the passer. He's becoming a really good every down player now, and I still want him to take the next step. I know how good he can be, and he can be even better than what he is.
Zim, thanks for the time. Best of luck against the Giants.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now let's take a look at the Heinz Red Zone play of the game from last week's game. Andy Dalton throws the fade to A.J. Green for the touchdown.
Andy drops back to pass. He'll fire it for A.J. Green. It's a touchdown!
That was the Heinz Red Zone play of the game. Be sure to visit Cincinnati area Kroger stores where you'll find thick, rich Heinz tomato ketchup, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is proud to present Bengals First and Green in an effort to keep our city and state beautiful. Join the First and Green team at home, at work, or on game days at Paul Brown Stadium. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Brianna is from Miamisburg. Her favorite Bengals player is Ray Maluga. Her favorite food is Chinese. And her favorite sport is Taekwondo. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club presented by Walgreens and the Cincinnati Zoo by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Let's get to your questions in our Bengals Curious Q&A brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Timothy is first. When can we expect Kyle Cook back, and do you think the team misses his veteran presence?
I definitely think they miss his veteran presence and his ability at the line of scrimmage. He's a great orchestrator, and he's a hell of a football player to boot. You know, he gets them in the right positions to execute their blocks. He's tremendous at diagnosing defensive configurations and the confusion aspect of the whole thing. Very calming influence there. And he had a screw taken out. I mean, it's not a little pin. It's a big old screw. And major surgery. So I think that he's got still a bunch of rehab. And that's not taking into consideration his 300-pound body pushing against 300-pound bodies and all the pressure that puts in that joint. I'm not sure if I expect him back or not, but it would be nice to have him back, but I wouldn't put my eggs in that basket.
Adrian is up next. It seems like the team is racking up more and more penalties. What can they do to stop this?
Well, the first thing is any pre-snap penalties, concentration and focus. Pre-snap penalties are just that. I mean, there's no physical issue whatsoever. It's just having your mind right. But post-snap penalties, it's a matter of it starts, like we say, with every athletic endeavor. Starts with your feet, ends with your hands. If your feet aren't in good position, you're going to grab with your hands. get your feet going. One more step. A step closer, you won't reach and hold. A step closer, you won't grab for pass interference or defensive holding. Starts with good footwork.
All right. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank.
If you could pick a current or former NFL player to be president, who would it be?
To be president? I would probably go with Peyton Manning, I think. I think he's pretty well-spoken, obviously very intelligent guy, and I feel like he's kind of got it going on with as far as, you know, knowing what's going on in the world.
Barry Sanders, because he wanted to favor running backs. So. Barry Sanders.
Peyton Manning. Good, you know, good leader and good man.
I'd probably say, like, Jim Brown or someone like that. Just because the type of person, the presence that he had on the field and off the field.
Warren Sapp.
Why?
He's hilarious. I think he's one of the funniest guys I know. I would love to see him, you know, just in the White House and the office making decisions and how he would base his decisions. I think it'd be funny.
Scott Fujita.
Explain why.
We spent some time in New Orleans together when I played for the Saints, and I like his point of views on some things, and he's very opinionated and likes to speak his mind.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Relax, you're at Great Clips. The Bengals are proud to support the work of the Salvation Army in our local community. Show your support and join the Kettle Kickoff by contributing when you see the familiar red kettles today at Paul Brown Stadium.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. All right, Lap. Last week, the Bengals faced Peyton Manning. This week, younger brother Eli Manning, and that leads to this week's trivia question.
Name the four sets of brothers that have played for the Cincinnati Bengals. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
I present to you Algebra 2 and Foreign Languages. Who will step up to their challenge?
Me.
Me too.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Winners everywhere know you've got to be successful in the Heinz red zone. Let's take a look. It's late in the game and things look bleak. But a perfect pass in the Heinz red zone saves the day.
No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. It's the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at Kroger.
The Heinz Red Zone, where everyone's a winner.
What's the word on the street?
High Price is coming to town.
High Price?
I hear he's setting up shop on our beat.
Can't let that happen.
I've got a team in mind that'll fight High Price Gang.
Oh, yeah?
50% off Comparat pricing at other stores doesn't mean you're getting the best deal in town. Come into Furniture Fair, we guarantee you the lowest price.
Those prices are untouchable.
It's our duty to protect the public against High Price.
We ran High Price out of town before.
We'll do it again, partner. We'll do it again.
CBO, cheddar, bacon, onion.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
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 Say hello to McDonald's new
Tremendous
CBO. Smooth cheddar, crispy bacon, grilled onions on the Angus Third Pounder or premium chicken sandwiches. CBO, the simple joy of
Tremendous.
Yeah.
ProSource, leader in document technologies, is proud to offer the total pro experience.
Productivity is my biggest issue. Can you provide document solutions that improve efficiency? Can you change our service program as our business needs change?
Here's the big question. Can you guarantee it?
The Total Pro Experience means we deliver the best solutions with exceptional service, guaranteed.
For the Total Pro Experience, go straight to the source.
Totally.
Attention Bengals fans, tickets are available for the Raiders versus Bengals game on November 25th. Call the Bengals ticket hotline at 866-621-TDTD or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell, live Moss. Join USAA and the Bengals in honoring current and former military today for a special Salute to Service game presented by USAA, the official military appreciation and insurance sponsor of the NFL. Fans, don't forget to shop at Meijer and bring your non-perishables to the game against the Raiders on November 25th for the Meijer Canned Food Drive, benefiting the Free Store Food Bank.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. Name the four sets of brothers who have played for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I played with two sets of the brothers, Jim and Ross Browner, and then Archie and Ray Griffin. Then you come a little bit fast forward in time here, and you have Artrell and Andrew Hawkins, and a little bit before them, you had Carson and Jordan Palmer. It's the four sets of brothers for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights. The game plan for this week's Bengals win is printed and copied by ProSource, the official document solutions provider to the Cincinnati Bengals. Go straight to the source for all of your game-winning document solutions and experience the Total Pro Guarantee available only at ProSource.
Let's go straight to the source. We enter Laps Lab for this week's game plan.
And as I was adding all the chemicals to the formulation here, things came crystal clear. There are three things that just popped right out of the formulation. We talked about them a little bit early in the show. Ball security. New York Giants, plus 14 takeaways, number two in the NFL. 26 takes, number two in the NFL. 17 interceptions, tied for most in the National Football League. 9 fumble recoveries, tied for third in the National Football League. Protect the football. Can't give the Giants any opportunities, any extra possessions for Eli. And this one's big to me because the Bengals were minus 5 against Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos last week. Protection pressure, that sack ratio. Can't go minus 5. And Peyton was extremely comfortable. Andy Dalton was very uncomfortable in the pocket. Have to reverse that. Make Eli uncomfortable. Make Andy comfortable. The New York Giants have only allowed 9 sacks, fewest in the National Football League. They generated 23, tied for third in the National Football League. That plus 16 sack ratio is best in the league. They pressure the quarterback, and they protect theirs. Bengals are going to have to do the same thing. Finally, red zone. The New York Giants have been there 38 times in the red zone. They're going to get there. It's tied for most in the NFL. But they've settled for 19 field goals in the red zone, most in the NFL. Don't allow them to punch it in for 7. Make them continue to settle for 3. And when you get in the red zone, punch it in for 7. Trade 3 for 7 all game long.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Hoard. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies at Paul Brown Stadium.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. Heinz, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.